Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a
city. Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio with the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And today I just want to spend a few minutes, it's a short program, about the Creflo Dollar arrest. And I guess many of us were shocked, I know I was, because I never saw it coming that Creflo would actually be arrested. And I guess it was quite a shock for him, too, because, after all, Creflo Dollar is a very wealthy man, and he woke up in the morning in his big, beautiful mansion, and then later on in the day, he was hauled off in a police car, probably in handcuffs, and taken off to the jail. So I'm sure that he was shocked, in the state of shock, and couldn't believe what was happening to him. But I don't, I think the daughter, his daughter, who had originally called 911 because her father allegedly was choking her and punched her, and so she called 911. Now, this his daughter doesn't care that he's Creflo Dollar, so that didn't mean anything to her. But I think that it was really God, and I believe that it was a warning from the Lord to Creflo Dollar of what may be to come. Now, I don't wish any ill will toward Creflo Dollar. I hope he repents and gets his life right with God as far as calling himself a pastor and a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he preaches a false gospel, a false prosperity gospel, and has enriched himself beyond most of our imaginations anyway. We see that in Jeremiah 23:32, "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord." Lamentations 2:14 says, "Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment." Now, we know that in the past, Creflo Dollar actually said he would like to shoot people that don't tithe. Now, that's a pretty heavy statement to make, since, first of all, God does not require tithing in the New Testament, and even tithing in the Old Testament was never money. It was always food. They did take up free will offerings in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, we're commanded in Corinthians to be a cheerful giver and not give because we have to. It says not to give out of necessity. And the word necessity means not because you have to give. But anyway, Creflo Dollar, he likes to beat people over the head with Malachi 3, bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse, and prove me, saith the Lord, when they weren't talking about money there. Actually, the book of Malachi is a rebuke to the priests that were stealing the tithe, which was food, because actually the storehouse was a building where food was kept to feed people. So if Creflo Dollar wants to collect tithes, then he should use that money for other people and not for himself. But anyway, he says that he would like to shoot people that don't tithe. So if you would like to see this video, I believe the video was up on YouTube, whether or not they had it taken down, which they probably do. Now, I don't understand this really, because these people, such as Creflo Dollar and Paula White and Mike Murdoch and Daystar Network, Marcus and Joni Lamb, TBN, they have a habit of getting people shut down on YouTube. And the reason they do it is because people post their quotes and actually post them saying things that they've said. So why don't they want people to know what they said? What are they trying to hide? They said it. They recorded it on video and on audio, but yet when somebody plays it back for people to hear, oh, they want you shut down and they want it taken down. It's not. We're not lying about them. We're not making things up. It's merely reporting the news of what they said. So I don't know why they don't have regular TV stations shut down and newspapers. Why don't they try to shut other people down? I'd like to see them go over to NBC or CBS and try to shut them down for reporting the news. But no, they're a bunch of bullies, and they just like to pick on people that go to YouTube. I don't know why YouTube allows it. I think it's wrong for YouTube to even allow these people to shut you down with these false copyright infringement claims, which there is a law that protects people. You can use content. You can use copyrighted material if you're doing a news story to report things. So nobody holds them accountable for making false accusations for people. And I think it should be illegal for YouTube to shut people down for merely telling the truth about them. It's a strange world we live in, but we know that Creflo Dollar, I believe Jesus Christ is trying to get your attention. You're preaching a false gospel. You're leading people astray. You have enriched yourself beyond most of our wildest dreams with tithe money that does not belong to you. You claim to be a Bible teacher, a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you're responsible for reading that Bible that you quote from and telling people the truth about what it says. God does hold us accountable for our words, and especially people that claim to be teachers and preachers of the Word of God. He does hold us accountable. Mark 13:22 says, "For false Christs and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, even if it were possible, even the elect. And we're seeing that many, many people have been seduced by the prosperity gospel, where they promise you that if you merely pay God off 5%, 10%, whatever, maybe more, just throw some money God's way, and it doesn't matter how you live or how you treat people, but as long as you throw some money God's way, especially to your pastor, then God Almighty himself is obligated then to pay you back. So, which is totally ridiculous. I can't imagine how anyone would even think that Jesus Christ could be bought off with offerings. I don't understand that one. I don't know what Jesus they're talking about. I don't know what God Almighty they're talking about, because it surely isn't the God of the Bible. It isn't the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible. I don't remember anywhere in the New Testament where anyone gave Jesus any tithe money. I don't remember anybody giving Jesus any financial offerings and Jesus saying, well, thank you very much for that $5 you gave me, and because you gave me that $5, now I'm obligated to give you a hundredfold return on that. I don't know. I don't remember reading that in any scriptures in the Bible. I never saw it. If you've seen it, then please let me know, because I never saw that scripture. I never saw God Almighty himself commanding people to give him money for blessings. That's a thing that these people make up. They make this so-called gospel up for their own enrichment, to build churches and to build mansions and to drive Rolls Royces and Bentleys. Now, I'm not opposed to anybody having money, or I'm not opposed to people being rich. That's fine, as long as you earned it honestly and you weren't trying to con people, being a religious con artist. And that's not right, and it's not the way God wants us to live. It's not the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants to be represented on the earth. After all, we are ambassadors. We are representatives of the kingdom of God. So we have to have a good testimony. 2 Corinthians 11:13 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Galatians 2:4, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Now, that is bondage to tell people that they're going to be cursed if they don't give 10% to Creflo Dollar. That is bondage, and it is a lie, and it's not true. And anyway, Creflo and Afi, if you have anything to say to me, my email address is susan@propheticnews.com. I'm open to talk to you, and I just want to let you know what happened to you was not your daughter 100%. It was God Almighty, and I believe it was a warning. God hates pride, and he would do it to any of us, including me. I've had him knock me down a couple times. So God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that shall ye also reap.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.